Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Well, William has spoken.
Wow. Yes, he has.
Okay,
I'm awake. From the 18th floor of the Gaither Radio Towers, we welcome you to the 719th edition of Homecoming Radio. We're here in Studio 19A today, ready for some splendiferous moments of the best in gospel music. At this place where the music brings a chill, but the chatter adds a thrill.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, we're doing a little skydiving today. Okay. Kevy, he's back in the chutes.
Okay, Kevy.
And Tori is walking through the dive loops, and Swanee, he's freestyling. And Gordy, he's untangling all the rip cords.
Uh-oh. Don't tell my insurance company.
And William's giving everybody their last will and jump instructions.
Pull the cord.
And on this international
high flying day, every day can be the best if you're flying high above the rest.
And with his rip cord in one hand, homecoming microphone in the other, we recently named him the moon jumper of the century.
Wow. Is
Bill, I give you my word, I can fly like a bird.
Fly, Gaither. Bill.
All of my guests today are gospel music high flyers. Oh, Signature Sound, Karen Peck, and Joseph Hapatek.
Very good. Yeah, vocal band, Hoppers, Taylors, Point of Grace, Gordon Mote, he's singing, Gordy.
All right.
Ooh. William, this is going to be a to the moon and back kind of day.
Time to get it going with the whole homecoming group, Bill.
And you know there's no better way to live than live on his promises. Promises, one by one. Here they are. Pretty close to the key, wasn't it, Gordon?
No.
Hey, this is International Police Officers Appreciation Day.
All right.
Let's all salute.
Salute!
I know some of our officers get a bad rap, but I, for one, am so glad that we have these brave men and women on duty. to watch out for our safety. They're committed people who do a terrific job every day. And we want to say to you, thank you.
Big thank you.
You better believe it.
Thank you.
Here's signature sound, Bill.
The brand new song, Clear Skies.
Long are the nights when you're lonely. Tough are the days filled with pain. Sometimes this life gives you thunder, and then you get caught in the rain. Take it from someone who's weathered more than a couple of storms. There might be sadness around you, but joy will soon knock on your door. I see clear skies coming, and it won't be long. I see sunshine after the clouds are all gone. You may be crying all night, but God's gonna send down a heavenly light. I see clear skies coming, and I know that it won't be long. No, it won't be long. So go on and laugh at the bad times. Some things are out of your hands. When life throws a lot of stuff at you, turn up the music and dance. I see clear skies coming, and it won't be long. Clouds are all gone. You may be crying all night, but God's gonna send down a heavenly light. I see clear skies coming, and I know that it won't be long.
It was bound to happen.
Don't you love this, Gordy? This is your favorite part.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Kind of a ho-hum award this week. The Bellowing Blacksmiths of Barstow. Brunching on buffalo burgers at Bruth's. Bruth? Yeah. Bruth and Bar Mitzvah.
Well, here we go.
And Borculo gave the word of the day their hot air to spare trophy.
Yay. Yeah.
They said, we know that their words are just fair. So to us, they're mostly hot air.
What?
Well, anyhow, they're too much blacksmith dust, I'm afraid. Here's the word of the day.
Okay.
Concatenation.
Wait.
Off of here!
There's a surprise!
Boy, how'd you get that?
Let me save you some steam. The concatenation? That word? Is that what you're talking about?
Is that what you're
that makes so much more sense.
I have to take you back for a little bit of history. The Egyptian chartro feline bobtail concat. Very
sure.
Similar. A lot of folks confuse this with the short-haired Cornish Rex, or perhaps they're confused about the Papa Mau Mau, but the concat.
That's
who we're talking about. It's often revered for its presumed wisdom. Many times sporting a trendy chapeau, the concat in the hat. Thank you, Gordon, is the official symbol. The official symbol for the very tiny country of Felinia, otherwise known as the Concat Nation. That's what we're talking about, right?
That's so close.
Awesome.
That's really close. However, It means interconnected thoughts of which there were none. As in, here's a sentence. Most good speakers have many concatenation points in their presentation.
I understand.
You're pretty close.
That was, thank God for them.
Yeah.
Thank
you.
But they just don't know how to connect the dots.
No. Meow, meow.
Okay, now you give me 30 minutes and I could preach you a sermon on connecting the dots.
Yes, you can.
Oh. Yes. I'm a dot connector from way.
That's true.
Let's connect with Karen Peck in New River.
He's the kind that looks on a desert heart, says I'm living water, and to the soul that's running empty he says I am enough. He's the open arms to the prodigal who's been prone to wander. That's who he is, that's what he does. Shining like a morning sun when the shadows are falling. The God who never leaves me, even in the fire and the flood. He's the voice of faith that steadies me when doubt comes calling. That's who he is, and that's what he does. I see it in a cross. Like a river, and for every guilty stain, he's cleansing blood. 'Cause he's the God of mercy, making saints out of sinners. That's who he is, and that's what he does. I see it in a cross.
Singing.
So good. Gordy, did we have fun on the last Vocal Band record?
So fun. So much fun. I'm telling you, this group of guys, and you too, Bill.
incredible. Good save, Gordon. Good save.
Incredible singers and so much awesome material on this new Gaither Vocal
Band. And the energy
album
in the group is
that's
amazing, isn't
goodness
it?
And we had a lot of fun tracking this song. This is a song from written by Sam Mazzell and his sweet wife Becca, the Hallelujah Band.
Give me that bass.
Somebody give me that tenor. Somebody give me that baritone with a whole lot of soul in it. Somebody give me that gospel truth, and then let's all sing it in a band. Somebody give me that guitar.
Somebody give me those drums.
Somebody give me that bass line. Do it like it's never been done.
Somebody give me that solid rock, and then let's all play it in a hallelujah band. Done for me.
give me that quarter.
Somebody give me that 8/8 note.
Somebody give me that halftime and let it go.
Somebody give me that sweet, sweet song and then let's all sing it in a hallelujah band.
That bass.
Somebody give me that tenor.
Somebody give me that baritone with a whole lot of soul in it.
Somebody give me that gospel truth and then let's all sing it in a hallelujah band.
You know, symbols are very, very important. I can remember as a kid kind of casually looking at people who would wear a cross as far as the ornament is concerned with jewelry and everything. And I would casually pass that by. But the older I get, the more important that symbol seems to me and more dear to me. It is still a symbol that, as followers of Jesus, we can always identify with. I don't care where we are. Just a simple symbol of a cross and realize the sacrifice and the price that he paid. Here's the greater vision, talking about the importance of that symbol.
Are changing, so we should change too. Trade our old-time religion for something new. Our faith is outdated. Why live in the past? Well, my answer is simple. So if you ask,
I still love to hear how God's love cost, as passion was fastened by nails to a cross. I still love the sound as the saints start to sing songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray and find what is found in no other way. It may be old-fashioned, but it's
far that saved countless millions and reached hardened hearts.
although times are changing and forever will, there'll still be one Savior, one Calvary. Start to sing songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where broken ones pray and find what is found in no other way. It may be old fashioned, but it's real. Paid the cost as passion was fastened by nails to a cross. I still love the sound as the saints start to sing songs of the blood Jesus shed just for me. I still love an altar where
hey, back at Homecoming Radio, and you know what? We love it when you drop by our website and leave us a note. We really, really do, and people do it all the time, right, Tori? Right.
They do. This one says, I hear your uplifting program every week on WGNN in Augusta, Georgia. The vocal band was in my church a few weeks ago, and they are the best. We love your music and the community of fellowship you bring when you come to a town. It's amazing, and we are all glad you came. Blessings, and that comes from Becky.
And this one says, I'm 12 years old and been listening to you for the past 2 years on KTTK in Lebanon, Missouri. I love the show. I thought I heard Bill bark on the phone recently. Building or working on a building. Why did he bark?
We don't know why he does some of the things he does.
Barking is just the least of it, my friend.
I love the show, though.
Steve says, thanks for the great encouragement, the music. I love the joy and laughter. My kids love the show as much as I do. That's good. We hear it as we drive to church each Sunday, and we also listen weekly right here on WLIN in Northern Michigan. You are the best. Thanks, Steve.
Yes, there are thousands of us out here in Radioland who love what you do. My special needs son can't wait to hear you every day at his grandpa's house.
That's great.
I can't get enough of your great music. I will always be grateful for the joy that you bring. Some of the greatest lyrics ever written by my good friend, I got to know him well, Stuart Hamblin. The things of earth will dim and lose their value if we'll recall they're just borrowed for a while. Ah, but the things of earth that cause this heart to tremble, remembered there, will only bring a smile. And I love what Stuart said. But until then, he says, my friend, my heart will go on singing. Until then, with joy I'll carry on. You can take that to the bank, my friend.
That's good.
Yeah.
My heart can sing. I pause to remember a heartache here is but a stepping stone along the trail that's winding always upward. This troubled world is not until then, with joy I'll
we recall a hair borrowed for a while, and things of earth that cause my heart to tremble. Remember that
Our goal was to make every day a high-flying day for you, and I hope we have done that today.
You know, if you're cyber surfing during the week, drop by homecomingradio.com, a place for...
a lot of fun. Come to our Facebook page. It's full of good things, and our online listening is always exciting.
Oh, yeah. And the new Homecoming Radio iPhone app, which is on your phone, is available free to everyone. And our concert schedule lets you know where we'll be in the days ahead.
People leave us some gracious notes every week at homecomingradio.com, and you can do the same.
Some great homecoming stations in the state of Maine, like WBCI, WFST, WCHF. To all our Maine stations, a big
salute.
Bill, Gloria wants me to remind you that tonight is the finals for your shuffleboard SmackDown tournament free-for-all. She hopes you have practiced this time.
And you can watch it on ABC television. It'll be on nationwide.
Bye-bye.
It's been a great day today, and we sure hope you enjoyed it. For gospel music is the best music in all the world, and you've heard only the best of the best today. People ask us where they can find this music. Well, if you're out in cyberspace, check in at homecomingradio.com, for the same music you listen to here can be found there. Homecomingradio.com. And thanks for tuning our way. And until we meet again, this is Phil Brower. For Bill Gaither and the entire Homecoming gang, saying later, everybody.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.